Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Something here, but the question is, what is the ultimate skill? I mean, all of education, especially what I'm concerned about, what is the ultimate skill? What would be the skill on which everything hinges? It's the leverage point, the thing that, you know, that one dial that we turn it, it makes all the difference. And if you've followed me for a while, you've heard me mention or stress this, but I just want to underscore it because I see it more and more as an issue, quite frankly, out there. And if I'm right about this, it is a perfect way to give your child a terrific advantage. There are not many skills. We could talk about a number of them. There might be relational skills. There might be organizational skills, how people manage their time, etc., related to education. But generally, the essential skills are these things that have been commonly called the three R's, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And when you look at them, they're all very powerful. I have a writing course, so I care a lot about writing. I think that's huge. Math is incredible for its value in logic and teaching absolutes and the way it plays into the STEM stuff, technology game of where we really are as a culture and employment. But it is actually the reading where the leverage is, because reading does a lot of different things. It operates the brain in a different way. It makes it smarter. You can read Neil Postman's work on amusing ourselves to death, and he stresses this point compared to watching TV or something more passive. There's an activity, even reading not that good of stuff, the activity in the brain is very helpful. But reading then comes in from a leverage viewpoint to be the basis on which you can teach yourself math. Because all of that, reading, problem solving, etc., the instructions are in there. Reading any how-to information or manuals is crucial. Learning how to sort out an issue for yourself with health or something, it's reading. So learning how to read and process turns out to be terrifically strategic in changing everything. Academically. If you can't read, good luck in college or anywhere. If you can read and get through that information and hold on to it, you're going to be in incredible shape. Reading is the priority, and the way to learn it, especially, is to read a lot.